AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Ukrainian protesters in the occupied city of Kherson telling Russian troops to go home. That was the response. President Volodymyr Zelensky says resistance for Ukrainians is part of their soul. There's a big battle going on for the southern port city, Mariupol. Ukraine has refused Russian demands to surrender the city despite its ongoing bombardment. Meantime, at the White House this evening, President Biden told business leaders,
based on evolving intelligence, Russia may be planning a cyber attack against us.
Specifically, critical infrastructure. And he said companies should harden their defenses.
I would respectfully suggest it's a patriotic obligation for you to invest as much as you can in making sure, and we will help in any way.
On Capitol Hill, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's Supreme Court confirmation hearings have gotten underway. Sagar Meghani wraps up day one.
In her opening statement, Jackson told senators her job is to decide cases from a neutral posture and defend the Constitution.
Without fear or favor, consistent with my judicial oath.
She'd be the High Court's first ever black female justice, a bit of history Cory Booker and other Democratic senators celebrated.
This is not a normal day for America. We have never had this moment before.
Republicans say they will be respectful during 2 days of questioning, but not easy. Josh Hawley says Judge Jackson has a history of issuing lenient sentences in child porn cases.
There's a lot to talk about there, and I look forward to talking about it.
Officials here say Hawley's claims are toxic misinformation. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The Supreme Court says Justice Clarence Thomas does not have COVID-19, but he is being treated in a hospital for an infection. The court says Thomas's symptoms are abating. This is AP News. A young Ukrainian girl who went viral for singing a hit song from the movie Frozen performed in a much different venue. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has details.
7-year-old Amelia Anisovich started singing in a bomb shelter in Kyiv. The cell phone video drew worldwide attention. Amelia is now out of Ukraine and is in Poland. She performed her country's anthem live on stage at a charity concert. She wore a traditional Ukrainian embroidered dress and sang in the same clear voice that could be heard in that cell phone video. Amelia is with her grandmother and her brother in Poland, but her parents remain in Kyiv. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks ended mostly lower on Wall Street. The Dow fell 201 points, or 0.6%, while the S&P 500 slipped less than 2 points. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.